They want me to get rid of my dog. Can they do that?
I'm being fined for leaving my garage door open too long.
What are covenants? Do I have any rights?
Help, I feel like I've left the American zone.
If you want the answers to those questions, join me, Sue Bartholomew, and my guests on The Commons every Saturday from 2 to 3 right here on WEBR Fairfax Radio. We'll ask the experts and we'll untangle the truth about what's left of our property rights. On the Commons is a weekly radio show dedicated to discussing the many issues surrounding mandatory membership homeowners associations. Join us as we explore this relatively new world of controlled living, which includes condominiums, cooperatives, and both attached and detached single-family homes. Living in a common ownership development means giving up the American dream. It means giving up your constitutional rights and control over your most valuable asset, your home. Living in a homeowners association means leaving the American zone. This is On the Commons, and I am Sue Bartholomew. Radio Fairfax, joining us today is someone who's been grabbing headlines all over the country. From all the way from Florida, we have Larry Murphy, who has done the absolute worst thing in the world. He stuck a little flag in his flower pot, violating the flower pot rules of the Homeowners Association. Larry, how could you do a thing like that?
I don't know. I just...
You lost your mind. You stuck a flag in the flower pot. Tell me something. Who on earth would sit there and make up flower pot rules?
Well, it's this HOA we have here that these people are kind of power hungry, and they think they can make a rule like the Supreme Court, and, you know, that's it. So, I stuck it in the flower pot, and I'm also stuck in my heels, so that's a pretty lethal combination.
Oh, I'm glad you're doing that. But before, this is not something that just happened yesterday. This has been going on for a number of years, right?
Absolutely, yeah. A couple of years ago, I just stuck a little flag in a flower pot. There's something going on nationally. And some of these people rode by and looked and said, ah, you sent me a violation letter saying that the American flag was an unauthorized object, and that kind of pushed me over the edge. So they said, we're going to fine you $100 a day till you take it down. So I contacted an attorney. We filed a federal lawsuit. They came back and said, okay, let's settle. We'll drop the $1,000 fine. We'll pay your legal fees. All good. Okay. So two years later, they have a new bunch of people on the board, and again, they're coming after me. Same pot, same dirt, same flag, saying it's unauthorized because they came up with rules of what can go in a flower pot. Some people are calling it the Larry Rule. And I dug in my heels again, and we filed another federal lawsuit, and the federal judge dismissed it and say this should go to state court. So that's what we're going to end up doing. And the other thing is on July the 3rd, I was getting ready to go to Oklahoma City to visit my daughter, and I got served again. And basically what they wanted to do was to have a judge give me a gag order so I couldn't talk to the press, because these people here are getting a lot of bad press from all over the country. People are calling them, calling their attorney and everything else. You know, what are you doing to this man and this flag? So the judge read it and threw it out.
So they wanted you to keep quiet so they could do whatever it was that they wanted to do, and you weren't allowed to talk about it.
That is correct. It's like my attorney said, they came after me 4 years ago because I put out Christmas lights. They said we couldn't put any lights outside, so I put them on my van and hooked the batteries to the lights to my car battery, and they didn't like that either. So we've come to the conclusion they didn't like the Christmas flags. They must not like God. They don't like my flag. They must not like the country. And then they want to put a gag order on me, so I guess they don't like the Constitution any.
So what do they like?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
You haven't discovered yet what they like?
No.
Larry, I understand that there's a maximum fine in Florida. First of all, I have to tell you that two courts in the country have found fining by an association to be unconstitutional.
Oh, wonderful.
So, well, that's wonderful, except that they're still doing it. But if you're going to court, that may be an angle that you might want to pursue, because you've got the same people coming up with the rules, the same people finding you in violation of the rules, and the same people fining you. And in addition, they have the power to foreclose to collect that fine. It just boggles my mind. I deal with it on a daily basis, and it still boggles my mind. I cannot believe legislators in this country would actually give associations that kind of power. There's no adult supervision anywhere. There's no separation powers. You've got the same people. And these are the people that you're supposed to go to and say, hey, please forgive me. I lost my mind. I stuck a flag in the flower pot.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to happen. I mean, like you said, you dug your heels in and you're not moving, and they're not going to take too kindly to that. It's just human nature.
The other thing they did to me is I have my dues automatically withdrawn. And they came out with a press release saying that the lien has absolutely nothing to do with the flag. It has to do with me not paying my dues. What they did was, the dues are $190 a month, and for 4 months, they had the funds taken out were $200. And this was right in the middle when I was having neck surgery, putting a metal plate and 8 screws in my neck, so I was kind of in the twilight zone. So they did that for 4 months. What they did, they applied the $200 to the $1,000 fine as opposed to going to my dues. And at the end of the 4 months, they had taken out $800 towards the $1,000. And I was in the hospital then. Then they filed a lien on my house because I wasn't paying my dues. And I didn't know what they were doing. They already did it before I knew what was going on. So I don't think that's exactly right.
No, it's not. And they do that a lot. And I think, you know, if our legislators want to do something, they ought to make that illegal. It's unconscionable.
Well, like I say, for them to go into my checking account and draw out more money and divert it to something that I did not designate it for, that's when we really went to war. And after they did that for 4 months, they filed the lien. Then they started taking it out the way it's supposed to be for a couple of months, and then they turned it off altogether. And when I called the company, I said, you know, what's going on? He said, we were instructed by the Continental Management Company. That's the company that manages Sweetwater by Dale Webb. They said they told them to divert the funds over to the attorney. And I said, well, why didn't you tell me? And they said, well, they're supposed to. And I said, nobody asked me. No. I mean, to this day, I don't know where what to send the money to. I'm putting it in an escrow account at the attorney's office. So when we get this squared away, you know, the money's there. It's not like I'm a deadbeat not paying my dues. And they just, you know, say, well, you owe this money. But if I wrote them a check right now for the past dues, they would apply it to the $1,000 fine, late fees, attorney fees, and I'd still be delinquent. So we're going to send, you know, before we send them a check, say, look, if you agree this goes towards the dues and not anything else, we'll send you a check today. So I don't know what they're going to do about that.
You know, you write on the check that this is what it's for. And that's what it's supposed to be used for. Now, I'm not an attorney, but I do believe that the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act allows you to do that. Mm. And I think there is a law that says if you designate what that money goes for, then that's the way it should be.
Yeah, that's my understanding. I thought having my dues automatically taken out, directed to the dues, would be the same thing as writing it on a check, but I don't know if it is or not. That's for the attorneys to work out.
So there was the maximum fine that they're allowed by Florida law is $1,000?
Yes.
Per offense. So where did the $8,000 come from, Larry?
Well, that was another thing. When my attorney a few weeks ago contacted their attorney and said, you know, what do we owe? Well, he just wrote back, you owe $8,000. Well, you don't send somebody a bill for $8,000. You break it down into what it's for. And then they came back and they say, well, $4,000 is for the dues and the rest is for attorney fees. But where they came up with this figure, we still don't have any idea. They just basically made it up. And then the other thing is we have when we asked for that, my attorney contacted them and said, you know, what's the breakdown? And they said exactly what I just said, that this is for the flag and this is for attorney fees. And the association sent out a newsletter, like I said earlier, that it has nothing to do with the flag. It's all because you're late on your dues, and this thing from the attorney states just the opposite, that there are fines in there for the flag. So they can't have it both ways.
So what's going on? You went to court because they tried to issue you a gag order. They didn't want you talking about them. They didn't want to look like the fools that they are.
Well, but that even more complicated, that they served me those papers and they took it to a judge without us knowing about it. They did not notify my attorney. They just went to a judge acting like I was not represented by counsel, and they knew I was, of course, but they still went to the judge and said, I want a gag order on Larry, and the judge basically threw it out, and they sent a copy to me and back to their attorney, but there was no copy that went to my attorney. He didn't know anything about it until I had to fax it to him, and he was not happy about them going around him in a lawsuit.
Oh, I can understand why. I mean, gee whiz. So I guess what you do when you start looking like an absolute moron is you get people to stop talking about it, right?
Exactly.
Stop pointing out that the emperor is as naked as a jaybird running around through the streets.
Yeah, don't mess it up with facts.
I was looking at... I've been doing this for a long time, but I don't know... Don't think I've ever run into flower pot rules before. This is something that just absolutely fascinates me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. First they came out and said, okay, we can put a flower pot on the front porch. And we did, and then I put the flag in it. Then they had to come out with restrictions and directions on what exactly you can put in there.
Well, I was looking at that, and you can obviously have plants. And
sure.
Obviously you can have dirt. You can also have three mechanical or automatic watering things.
So yeah, water balls, yeah.
Yeah, those little water balls. Has anybody decided, can you have a pink flamingo in there?
No. Well, if it's not listed, like I say, the flag didn't make the cut. It was just vegetations and a watering ball.
Okay. What about if you had these watering balls that look like pink flamingos and flags?
I don't know, but that'd be an interesting thing to come up with.
Wouldn't it be nice some enterprising person would start making these and selling them to associations that have these idiotic rules?
Yes, that's definitely an idea. I was thinking about selling little American flags and call them flower pot flags.
How about flowers? you plant the flowers so that they look like the flag? I mean, you've seen them do that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you plant the red, white, and blue stripes, and hey, there you go, and the blue stars, and you've got a flag right there.
Oh, they'll come up with another rule, I'm sure.
And you cannot have red, white, and blue flowers,
yeah,
right?
Right, yeah, probably not. I just get kind of stubborn on this thing for these people just to come up and say, you know, can't do this, can't do that, can't do this.
Tell me about your neighborhood, Larry. Who lives there?
This is a 55 and older community.
Okay.
You know, we paid our dues and we just wanted to enjoy life and be left alone. And these people have gotten in here like, you know, I'm trying to think of a nice word, but they just trying to micromanage everybody's life. On my street, I know of six people that have moved because of the nitpicking. It just, they ride around and they look for things. One lady got a letter because they said she had her garage door open for an extended period. You know, they got a lot to do if they're going to ride around and do that.
Now, who's riding around? The management company, the board, both?
This Continental Management Company here that has just gone overboard on trying to micromanage our lives instead of managing the property.
And they are just employees. They're not members of the development.
Correct. It's an outside management company.
What about the board?
Well, somebody asked me about that the other day, and I said, well, if any member of that board would tell me they were in the military, I would have to ask them which side they were on.
The management company has got to take its orders, basically, if you want to use military terminology, from mm-hmm. the board. The board represents the homeowners.
Well, that's true. This management company sits in all the meetings, and some of the people on the board go along with whatever the management company says. You can do this, you can't do this, you ought to do this, and so forth. So it's kind of a puppet type thing.
Yeah, that happens. They all think that the management company knows what the manager knows what they're doing, and nine times
right.
out of ten, they really don't.
Exactly.
They really don't. They don't have a clue as to what they're doing. Larry, your neighbors, how do they feel about what's going on?
Well, I ran into a lady yesterday. She walked by and she said, I got you in my prayers. Keep up the good work. And I've had nobody come to me face to face saying that, they disagree. But I know there's going to be at least 10% of the people out here. You know, some of them are against the sun coming up. So you can't please everybody. So I just go with what I think's right, and it seems like the majority of people. Exact breakdown, I have no idea. But I know there's some people that don't like it.
Don't like what? What's going on or your flag?
Yeah, all of the above.
Of the above?
Yeah.
Because, it's time for the here's what's happening quite a bit, is the homeowners don't like it because it's their money that's being used to go after you.
Exactly.
And when
my
you
money
win,
too.
it's your money too, but when you win...
I lose.
when you win, they lose.
Yeah.
They lose
yeah.
because they're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody, some lady mentioned it to one indirectly that, well, if he would just take the flag out, it'd all go away. And I'm thinking,
no.
Why do they come after you for something?
No.
Yeah.
You have a right. You have a right to have your flag in your flower pot.
That's true. On the first hearing I had to go to, I walked in and I said, look, here's a copy of Florida state law. Here's a copy of the federal law saying I can do this. I said, I will take out the flag if you tell me your rules supersede state and federal law. And they just started stuttering.
What do the governing documents say? Because the rules come at the way at the bottom of all of the hierarchy. There's a hierarchy of the documents.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules are right at the bottom. And sometimes boards and associations will exceed their authority
mm-hmm.
by implementing or by coming up with these rules. Now, if they have the authority in the governing documents to come up with stupid flower pot rules, I just love that one, Larry. I'm sorry. Unauthorized object in a flower pot because you're violating the flower pot rules. Who thinks of this stuff? Who thinks of this stuff?
People, they got a lot of time on their hands and a little power.
But you know what? Even if you have a lot of time on your, who thinks about flower pot rules, for heaven's sake? It is just the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's been amazing and really encouraging to me. I've talked to people in probably 19 different states and several from each state. Just, call in saying congratulations. They saw it on the news. Associated Press picked it up. Fox and Friends, I interviewed them live. And my attorney came up with a a website. He said, you know, if anybody wants any more information, it's letmeflytheflag.com.
Yeah, I actually saw that, and I love the picture because on the home page it says, "Can you see the flag?" And I knew where to look so I could find it.
Yep.
But, you know, it's not something that just jumps at you. That's
true. They have, you know, rules. Even if you're in your private home on a street, you can't put up a 50-foot pole with a chain and banging around and lights flashing on and all. There has to be reasonable display of the flag, which I understand. But this one is not 10 feet tall, and it promise you it does not make a sound.
You know, maybe you ought to have something set up there so that it says, "Hi, can you see me?" Anytime anyone walks by, "Can you see me now? Can you see me now? You're getting closer. Whoops, passed."
I think I'll get one of those big foam things you see at football games with the finger and hang it over it and point the flag. It's 12 inches long. I mean, my gosh.
No, but I don't know if they make these. I mean, you can have recordings, I think. You can make a recording. "Hey, can you see me now? Can you see me now?" And then they're going to have to come up with some more rules about no noise.
Yeah, they'll have a Larry Noise rule.
A Larry Noise rule. So you had $8,000 that the association alleged you owed, and they were going to foreclose to collect that $8,000?
Correct.
And somebody paid that $8,000 for you, right?
Yeah, it was Lear Capital out of California. They called and said they read it, and they were just enraged by it. And they said, "How much did they say they owe you owe them?" I said, "They sent me a bill for $8,000." He said, "Well, I'll take care of that." So they did.
So they paid that.
Yeah, I'm up to my eyeballs in legal fees and trying to, you know, get that taken care of. And I'm looking out in the window and somebody just rode by. Look, now they're backing up trying to find the little flag.
Have you got that finger?
Yep.
It's right here.
Yeah, either that or I'm going to moon them out the window.
It's right here. Can you see it now?
They backed up again. They still can't find it. Oh, my gosh. This is funny.
You really need to get that finger, Larry.
Yeah, I think I will.
To get that finger. give this whole thing the respect it deserves.
Yeah, that's true. I said, you know, I may still lose my house if I, you know, going through all these legal fees, but I said, if I do, I said, I'm going to carry that flower pot with the flag in it. The flag is going to stay because the flag never, ever loses.
Now, they're going after this tiny little flag that's in a flower pot, but they've traditionally gone after people with flagpoles because it's the wrong color, it's the wrong height, it's the wrong this, it's the wrong that. It's just, as you mentioned earlier, nitpicking and micromanaging and just absolutely insane rules.
I had one guy come up and he said, you know, "That's disrespectful to stick the flag in the dirt." And I said, "Have you ever been to a military cemetery? They stick little flags on the graves in National Cemetery there in Washington."
Yeah.
I said, "It's not disrespectful." But, everybody's got an opinion.
Well, they put little flags in, you know, some realtors will go around and stick little flags in people's front yards on you know, holidays, and it'll have their, you know, it'll have a little sign that says, or a little card that says courtesy of, you know.
Right.
And it's advertising, and they put it out there. Some people will put them up and down the medians as you drive around. I live in Virginia, so, you know, we have them all over the place. So, no, I don't think it's disrespectful.
Not if it was laying on the ground or in the dirt, if it's raggedy or something, I replace it every time it gets a little thread out of place. I'm kind of a nitpicker on that myself. But I just, like I say, just dug in my heels and may lose the house, but I know I'm right.
Did the homeowners actually vote on this, or was this just a rule that was handed down by the management company?
Well, the board and the management company voted on it without anybody out here knowing anything about it. It's just kind of, you know, it's kind of like they're doing it at midnight. It's just like them taking that money out of my checking account, and I didn't know they were doing it till it was already done.
So the dues were $190 a month, and they were taking out $10 more?
Yeah, they took out $200 for 4 months and applied $800. That was $800 they applied towards the $1,000 fine. So that's why I was 4 months not paying my dues, because they diverted my money somewhere else to where they wanted it.
Do you go to the meetings?
I used to. I was very involved in going to until this started, and it's a whole another group of people there that I kind of disagree with majority of the time, because they're getting more and more into this nitpicking and micromanaging our lives instead of leaving us alone and letting us enjoy. I'm 73, and I was in the Air Force for 6 years in the air traffic controller. And for a while, when I first moved here, I've been here 8 years, this was peace of heaven. We all got along and no problems, and then this Continental Management Company started tightening the thumbscrews on us and making our lives miserable. But I was determined I was going to stick it out.
So the management company is doing this. The whole concept of these communal living arrangements is that the actual members get to control what happens and doesn't happen in their association or in their neighborhood. But that's not what's happening. It's the management company.
Well, it's management company with full cooperation of the board. That the board is leaning on whatever the management company says. And if they say, you know, you can't do this, they go along with it. And then they pass their little flower pot rules or anything else that they can come up with.
No, flower pot rules. Oh, that's good. That's rich. That's really rich. So I still want to understand your neighborhood. Do you have a lot of snowbirds that are not there right now that are back home?
Not a lot. We have a few, yes. I know I do a lot of condo sitting for people when they leave for 3 or 4 months. I go in and, you know, check it and do all that sort of stuff. But the majority of the people here all the time.
So they're well aware of what's going on, and they have the ability to contact the board and go to the meetings and say, you know what, you are devaluing property.
You're making
a mess of things, and we're being ridiculed across the country, around the world. It's time to stop.
Yeah, I've been on every TV station here in Jacksonville and most of the radio stations, and I've been on 6 radio stations outside of Florida. And then I was on Fox and Friends, and it's Associated Press picked it up, so it went to all the newspapers. So it's kind of mushroomed. I had no idea it was going to go this far this fast, but it's been great to get support from all over the country. So I'm going to hang in there as long as I got a nickel in the bank, and I'll take the flag with me if I have to go.
Going back, you told me that you put some Christmas lights up.
Yes.
And you're not allowed to have Christmas lights?
Well, when I did that, they said, you know, no, because condos we own from the walls in. We don't own anything outside. And they said no lights could be outside. They were afraid the place would burn down. That's what they said anyway.
That's ridiculous.
So I put Christmas lights on my van and then hooked it to my car battery, so I was the only place on the whole street that had lights that people could bring their grandkids down. And so the next year they say, okay, well, you can put up lights for that. So we got the lights. And then when I went through the flag thing 2 years ago, they say, okay, now you can put up a full-size flag exactly where on the building you have to take it in at night. It's raining. And I said, well, my little flag stays out all the time. I love my country during the day and during the night, and even when it's raining. So I'm going to stick with the little one. And that's when they went off the deep end, came up with the flower pot rule.
So have there been any other problems or issues in the development in the neighborhood? Anybody else violate, I don't know, stupid rules?
Oh, yeah.
So you've had a lot of that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's again, it's just the nitpicking little things that they just, and I know there's some single-family homes out here, and if they can ride by on their little golf cart and see their garden hose, they get a violation letter. Everything's got to be hidden, and it's, like I say, the lady got a violation letter because her garage door was open for an extended period. So it's just...
How do they confirm that? I mean...
Right, that's exactly right.
You know, how do they know when she opened the garage?
Yeah.
I mean, who would even come up with these rules? That one I have heard before.
Yeah, they just ride around looking for things. Just like, again, with the Christmas lights, I opened my garage door, and all three walls and the ceiling were solid with Christmas lights, and they couldn't do a damn thing about it, so they were not happy about that either.
Well, you can always put them on the inside as well.
Yeah.
So they don't like unauthorized, believe it or not, I have heard of unauthorized garden hoses in the yard. I mean, you do not get permission to put your, to have that garden hose. I don't know. It just really boggles the mind as to what they do. But you're all seniors. You're all over 55.
Oh, yeah.
You're all
right.
Adults. You've all been through life. You've had careers. You've managed to survive this long.
Right.
Well, why do you need someone to tell you what you can have in your flower pot?
Well, they act like we're 2 years old and we're going to put up cars up on blocks and put a camper in the front yard and that type thing. And no, we're proud of our neighborhood. We just want to be left alone. We're not going to do anything to devalue the neighborhood because we live here and we love it here.
How have values held up in your neighborhood?
About like everywhere else. It hadn't been. I know I was told the other day there's some realtors, after seeing all of this stuff going on out here, won't bring people out here because that's how they get referrals when they sell a house or whatever and the people are happy. And if they put them out here and then they get nitpicked to death. It said we had on the board one time, we had these two guys that were, they were wonderful, great. They didn't go along with the nitpicking and they just kept after them. And both of them resigned off the board and one has moved out and the other one's got his house for sale. They're just tired of putting up with the crap.
So why is everyone putting up with that?
Until they come after them, some people, like I say about property values, you know, selling a place right now is not the easiest thing on the planet, and a lot of people, of course, are upside down. I hear that a lot. Man, if I could sell, I'd be out of here in a minute. But
you would?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of us bought in here when it was at the peak, and of course everything's dropped some, so we'd lose money if we tried to sell and get out of here. But you know, if it gets too bad, get me out of here no matter what. But like I say, I'm gonna fight it as long as I gotta completely go through my nest egg, and then I'll have to move. But until then, I'm gonna hang in here and see what I can do to fight these people.
If the realtors are not bringing prospective buyers to look at houses that are on the market, that's not going to help.
Exactly.
That's absolutely not going to help. Because you're right. I mean, a realtor doesn't want to have someone say, hey, wait a minute, look at where you put me. I will never recommend
you. Exactly. I'm just really surprised that people up the food chain, like, you know, it's a Del Webb community, the bad press that they're getting, that they wouldn't pull the plug on this and tell them to back off, or Pulte, who is the builder out here, or this Continental Management Company. But so far, they hadn't said anything. So they're, no matter how this thing shakes out, they got a permanent mark on their, on this place out here.
Well, they're all sort of feeding at the same trough. So, you know, people are going to buy. They're going to say, oh, well, you know, Del Webb's going to build this, and Pulte's going to build this, and it's a Del Webb place, and they'll just move in. And some people believe they've bought into the notion that they protect property values, and they don't, because, as you've pointed out, realtors are not showing the properties. Because they don't want their clients stuck someplace where they're going to be miserable.
Sure, exactly.
And that's going to hurt them ultimately.
Yeah, it's it just can't end well that everybody walks away lily white, pure, and you have a short memory. It's, I think it's going to be a long time before this tattoo wears off.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
You know, as I said earlier, that realtors will go around sometimes and they'll put little flags in people's front yards. It's a form of advertising.
Sure.
Has anybody ever done that in your neighborhood, where realtors will come in and just put all these little flags in your neighborhood?
No. Well, it's a gated community. They can't just come in. But during on certain holidays, they put the little flags along the edge of the streets out here, the people that live on the streets. And then, you know, if you don't take them down the next day, they come by and pick them up. You never see them again, which has happened.
Who picks them up?
This management crew out here.
Oh, the management crew will pick it up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many people do they have working there?
Let's see. One, two, probably six.
So they have nothing better to do than to drive around spying and taking away your property.
Yeah, I'll give a good example. They came out one time and they said, okay, we can put a red bow around the light by the garage. Well, a lady gave me a red bow that had two red balls on it, and I put it up. And they sent out a letter, and they said, you know, everything's got to be just a red bow, and if not, we'll take it to the clubhouse there in the office, and you've got 24 hours to come get it. Well, I went out the next morning, mine was gone, and I went down to the office, and I said, okay, I want my bow back. The lady gave it to me. It has some value to me. And they said, we threw it in the garbage, and the garbage truck just left.
Oh, you're kidding.
I had to get out of that place before I went over the counter to rip somebody's face off. But it's stuff like that. They'll pick up stuff, and they, well, it's, you can't do that, as opposed to leaving your little note or calling you like a normal person would do. They just come and take it. And that has not gone over well out here either.
I guess you can't say that they're trespassing, because the association owns the outside. So,
but it's still my property.
It is your property. It absolutely is your property. Again, I go back to, why do your neighbors allow this to go on? I know you're fighting this.
Yeah.
I know that you're sticking your head out and your neck out, and you're dug your heels in, and you're not going to budge. And I salute you for that, Larry, because...
Thank you.
You know, that needs to be done. But what about your neighbors? What are they doing?
Well, some do little things, but the majority of them, you know, I don't want to get involved. Thank you for what you're doing. Maybe they'll back off, something like that. There was a couple other people that had little flags in their flower pot, and they got violation letters, and they just took them out. They didn't fight. They rolled over. So, like I say, with 55 and older, we don't want to be fighting. I mean,
no.
We fought when we were in the military. We don't want to do it again. But like I told people, I said, you know, I fought for the flag once, and it looks like I'm still fighting for it.
We're talking to Larry Murphy. Larry has a little flag in his flower pot in violation of the association's flower pot rules. I don't know how many of you guys have one of those. I don't think my association has one, and they better not think about doing that, or they might find all kinds of things in flower pots all over the place. We can take care of it. He's been fined $100 a day. He's had money taken out of his account and re-diverted to pay for the fines instead of his assessments. He's been charged $8,000 for the association, which has been paid, but he still owes a lot of money to his attorney. Larry, if you win this case in Florida, does Florida law allow the prevailing party to collect fees and dues?
Well, like I said, when we settled 2 years ago, when he filed a suit, they came back and they paid my legal fees and took the $1,000 off. So what the legal ruling here in Florida, I'm not real sure. I just know they did it last time.
Okay. So make sure your attorney asks for it so that when you do So when you do win. No, they need to do that. And the other thing is, don't accept a confidential settlement.
Mm-hmm.
Because in addition to these gag rules, what they'll do is they'll say, all right, Larry, we give up. You win. We're going to go ahead and settle. But you can't talk about this. You can't let people know what the terms of the settlement were. And if you do, we're going to take that money back from you, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. You know, they're going to use fear.
Sure.
But the thing is, don't accept that, because they're going to settle. I mean, call their bluff, tell them you're not going to accept a confidentiality settlement or a clause in your settlement, that you will let the owners, you will let your fellow neighbors know how much it costs them for the board and this management company to do what they've been doing. They need to know that.
Yeah, now that, like, the first settlement we had, you know, a couple of years ago, like I was saying, where they agreed to pay my legal fees and drop $1,000, there was a confidential clause in that agreement. But here, lately, they published that, so they broke the agreement.
So they published that, huh?
Yeah, because, I mean, for years, people would ask me about it, and I said, well, it's confidential. We agreed, and it was a settlement. I couldn't say that they paid the fees, they dropped $1,000, and all of that, because we respected the confidential, and they published it here recently, so all bets are off.
They've been doing that. They'll come and settle with people. They'll do some of the most outrageous and atrocious things, and then they'll settle because they're getting such bad publicity, and they look like the fools and the jerks that they are.
Right.
And so they'll go to the settlement, but they'll say, look, you cannot talk about it, because if you do, we'll get the money back from you, and then we're going to take you back to court. Well, the fact is, they probably can't do that.
Yeah.
They want to settle because they're tired of looking like the morons they are.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. Hopefully. I'm ready for it to be over. I'm getting kind of weary of it. My health is suffering.
You don't like all this publicity that you're getting?
Well, it's good for a while, but, you know, I've had my 15 minutes of fame. I'm ready to go back into retirement and not bother anybody.
You still want to be left alone, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I think I deserved it.
Yeah, I think you do too, the Larry rule, but... So... Have you ever thought about asking your neighbors to put in flags in their flower pots as well? That if they have, everybody has a flag in their flower pot.
Well, I know one neighbor told me they were going to go out about 3 o'clock one morning to everybody's front door and put a little flag in there. And I said, I can't get involved. I said, I need plausible denial. I know nothing. I didn't do it. Don't say anything.
Did they do it? They didn't do it.
Not yet. I wouldn't be surprised, though.
Do you think they might?
I think there's probably a 50-50 shot.
All right. Yeah, I still think that you need some sort of motion-activated things, recordings that say, can you see me now? Can you see me now?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Put a
strobe light on it.
Yeah, and then make sure that the local TV station is there with all their cameras. the Larry rules continue.
There you go. Yeah, there was two TV crews here at the same time last week, so it got a little intense.
Oh, was there? How are they getting in?
Well, they call me. I don't call the press. They call me, and they said, can we come in and talk to you? Yes. And a quick funny, they were setting up on the curb, and they hadn't gone live yet. And one of the board members came down and parked a little ways from them and just sat on the horn thinking they were live on TV.
Oh, really?
How childish.
So they just sat there with the horn blaring?
Yeah. They thought they were live, which they weren't, but it was so childish.
Too bad they weren't live. Too bad that they didn't record that.
Well, the camera, when they started live, the girl said, and we just had a board member come by here and lay on the horn, because they go up and they go to the clubhouse where the office is. We want to talk to somebody on the other side. They will never talk to them.
That does not surprise me. That is very, very, that's pretty standard. They just don't want it. They have nothing to say. I mean, come on.
Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah.
You know, try and explain thinking up, conjuring up flower pot rules. I mean, how do you explain that to to the world? You know, we sat here and we came up with these flower pot rules.
Mm.
And this guy is violating our flower pot rules, and so we're going to fine him, and it's going to cost him $8,000.
Right.
Because he has a flag in his flower pot. I mean, you know, explain that to people.
Yeah. They would have. They'd be stuttering and stammering.
Explain that to people. Explain to people how you could possibly do something like that, and how you're normal and intelligent.
And how does this affect property values with a flag? It affects it when you try to take it out. That's when it affects property values.
Have you talked to any of the realtors and ask them how this affects their business?
Well, it's been in the newspaper, radio, on every channel here and every TV station several times. So they've been exposed to what's going on here. And I've got a friend that works in a real estate office, and she said she hears the realtors talking. Said, oh, I saw that on TV. I'm not taking anybody in there.
And I think that's great because people need to understand that.
Mm.
People need to understand that it's what the board is doing, and it's not you, because you have a right to have that flag, in my opinion. It's your house. It's your flower pot. It's your flag.
Yeah. Well, like I say, if it was a 10-foot pole, I could go along with that, but it's just a little, it's just there to say thank you to the people that strap on a gun every day to protect me and the people I love, and shows the love I have for my country. And there's nothing negative in there.
No, there really isn't. And I saw the picture, and it really is hard to see. And you had someone just driving back and forth looking for the flag, right?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Just saw them there back up and back. You know, where is it? And I guess they finally found it.
They found it?
Yeah.
You didn't have to go out with a big rubber finger and say, here it is?
Yeah. If it was a board member, I wouldn't need a rubber finger. I shouldn't have said that. The devil made me do that.
The board made you do it. Watch it, Larry. There's going to be another fine. When they listen to this interview, there's going to be another fine. You're violating one of their rules, you know, the gag order, the freedom of speech. Speaking of the freedom of speech, what was their rationale for requesting a gag order? I mean, you said they wanted you, they served you papers, they sued you, and what they wanted was to have you not talk to the press about what's going on.
Exactly.
What was their rationale? Why did they say they wanted it? What was their reason for doing it? Did they give a reason?
Well, basically they were saying they've been harassed by people all over the country calling them, telling them what they thought about it, and they didn't like being exposed, and it's going to hurt their feelings and all of that.
They said that in the thing, it's going to hurt their feelings?
Well, I threw that one in, but it's that it does damage to them, and somebody even called and threatened them. I don't know anything about that, but they were all uppity that they were getting bad press, and it's because I was calling up the press. I've been very careful about that. I've never called the press. They've always called me when they hear about it. So I'm not doing it to them. They're doing it to themselves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For the record, I called Larry.
Well, thank you.
He did not call me and say, can I come on the show and spend an hour telling you what I've been going through and what life is like in this miserable little place. Do you have seashells in your flower pot?
No.
Okay. Because some people in Florida do put seashells in their garden.
Right, yes.
And some associations don't particularly like that. So I don't know how close they get to see what's in there, because it looks like there's a driveway between the street. There's a picture on your website. Let's give your website again, Larry.
Okay, it's letmeflythe.com.
LetMeFlyTheFlag.com, and you will see, when you go on there, you will see a picture, and the headline says, can you see the flag?
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, I can see the flag, because I know where to look for it, but, I'm in the flower pot, so.
Yeah, it was kind of funny when the attorney took a picture from out in the street and he sent it to the guy doing the website, and the guy called him back, like, where is the flag? I can't find it. And he had to blow it up for him to find it.
To find the flag, really?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. I don't know, just such a little thing, but it'd be easier for me to just go take it out and go away and be real quiet, but I've dug in my heels on the American flag. That's just too much to swallow. Like I told people, I said, you know, the government's taken enough of our freedoms. I said, we're not going to give them this one, too. Not going to give up.
Well, good for you, and I salute you for doing that, because, you know, it's people like you who ultimately are going to protect all of our property rights, all of our rights, and it is your right to have a flag. It is not the management company's right to decide whether or not you can have a flag and whether you have an unauthorized object in your flower pot. Come on, guys. Put that on your resume, right? Here's what I did in life. So, Peter, I'm at the Pearly Gates. I came up with flower pot rules. Flower pot rules. Oh, my gosh. Larry, good luck.
Well, I thank you, and I appreciate the time you've taken and your support. I'll keep fighting as long as I can.
And keep in touch, and let me know how you make out. Any more stupidity, and we'll just get it out there, Larry, because I like bringing stupidity out. It makes me feel really intelligent.
Well, that's good. Like I say, feel free to call me anytime. I'll be glad to give you updates as often as you need.
I'd love it. Good luck, Larry, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Please check out our website at onthecommons.us. On the Commons is produced by OTC Multimedia Productions.
Well, I finally bought my dream home to enjoy retirement life. I've made new friends and buddies, lots of parties for my wife. It seemed that life was perfect, all my neighbors felt the same. Then along came death by CCRs, life's over, I'm fair game. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Now there's lots of open meetings close to Justice for HO. Those arrogant board members say what they want you to know. The CAI and ULI will help you lose it all. But I wouldn't sell that dream home yet, the writing's on the wall. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Well, we're not afraid or stupid, all your threats mean nothing here. Time marches on, soon you'll be gone, united we'll be there. So put your rules and CCRs up where the sun don't shine, and enjoy those precious golden years, stop messing around with mine. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell.